Numbers 11, verses 1 to 3. Taberah. The first complaining. Well, at least the first complaining after they have set out after Sinai. Israel had already worked up a history, a track record of complaining. But here we are at a place which will come to be known as Taberah. Let me read the verses. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them, his anger was roused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So that place was called Taberah, which means burning, because fire from the Lord had burned among them. Numbers 11, 1-3, Taberah. Within a few days of them setting out, their delight, their enthusiasm, their sense of thrill and excitement had turned to complaints. Now the people complain. They fretted. They grew miserable. They made themselves impatient. They became restless, discontented, disconsolate. They lacked faith and courage here. And they were on the verge of giving in, as it were, complaining, making themselves miserable. Now, they didn't complain to God. They didn't even complain to Moses. But they complained among themselves. You might put it, there was a whispering campaign going on, each speaking to the other. You could probably see it in their faces. You could tell it by their body language. They were, their inward was showing in their outward. And of course, they were actually talking. The people complained about their hardships, but the Lord heard it. It was among themselves, but God overheard it. He knew what was going on in their hearts. He knew what was going on in their minds. He could hear their conversations. He knew what they were feeling. They were rebelling against the Lord. They were complaining. It was against God, really. Because the Lord, when he heard them, his anger was aroused. He knew that they weren't complaining about Moses primarily, nor even about their circumstances. It was God's providence in their circumstances. And when he heard God, when God heard, he was aroused. It was a dangerous thing to do, you see. It is a dangerous thing to do. Why in the past tense? To grumble, to speak against God and his promises and his providence and his ordinances and the way he leads us. God is directing us. All things work together for good to them that love God, even the hard things. I know it's not an easy lesson. Paul says, I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. But brother and sister in Christ, let us learn from these Israelites. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us these things are written for our learning, for our profit, that we might be warned by their bad example. They grumbled. They were murmurers. They were rebelling and fretting against God. And his anger is poured out upon them, his judgment. Of course, this is old covenant. But they come to anguish. The fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them, some on the outskirts of the camp. And they cried out to Moses. And Moses prays and prays to God for them. And God, in his mercy, withdrew his wrath. God raised his judgment upon them because their sin had raised and roused and aroused his anger. I believe these principles come over into the new covenant. You see, brother and sister, we can complain. We can moan and grieve and grumble against God. And we can swing from the greatest profession of delight and pleasure and singing in a church service and all the rest of it, and being delighted and happy, and go back into misery and wretchedness and grumbling. We can complain how rapidly we descend to it, how quickly it spreads among us. It was not Moses only. It really was God. You know, Cowper put it in his hymn so well when he spoke about how often we vainly spend energy and breath speaking and complaining to each other. If only we would direct our prayers to the Lord, we might the oftener say, "See what the Lord has done for me." It won't all be sweetness and light. The prosperity gospel is a nonsense. It won't be all sugar and candy every day. There will be hardships, there will be difficulties, there will be trials, there will be setbacks, but it's how we react to them. You know, in the New Testament, the ordinances of God are serious things. In the New Covenant, take 1 Corinthians 11, church life, the Lord's Supper. These are not things to be played about with. Today, I think we're so flippant with these things. It's a very serious thing to get involved with God. And brother and sister, let us learn by this. Let us learn by these Israelites and not be so foolish, so sinful, as to grumble even in our hearts and to murmur against God. Perhaps, brother, perhaps, sister, the Lord is leading you through a very hard place at the moment, a very difficult time. I urge you not to grumble. I urge myself. I speak to myself. I challenge myself. May we look to the Lord. I read earlier today myself the early chapters of Job. And what did I find there? The Lord gave. The Lord took away. Blessed, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. I brought nothing into the world. I could take nothing out. So blessed be the name of the Lord. When he lost all, he lost his health too. Seemingly, he nearly lost his wife. He lost his friends, it seems. They came to him, but nevertheless, still, he did not sin with his lips. Israel did sin with their lips. May I not copy Israel. May I be Job-like to the glory of God. I hope you feel the same, brother and sister. I hope so, for Christ's sake. Amen.